50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You got a project in mind? Is it a remodeling project, a renovation project, a big maybe addition or something crazy cool that you're doing? Or maybe it's just a decor dilemma. Whatever's on your to-do list, you can move it right over to ours at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Call us with your questions or post them online at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if your home is feeling a little cramped, taking out a wall to open the space up could be a very neat solution if you know how. So we're going to have some tips on how you can safely remove even load-bearing walls without your house falling down around you.
All right, that's good. And, you know, the warm glow of a fireplace certainly is a welcome addition on these chilly winter nights. But a wood-burning fireplace isn't the only way that you can get the heat and the ambiance that a fire can bring. We're going to share how you can have all the benefits of a fire without a chimney when you install a direct vent gas fireplace.
And downsizing is a big trend these days, but if living small is not for you, we're going to have tips on ways to make life a bit simpler and more affordable without shrinking your space.
But first, what's your home reno plan for 2023? What are you guys thinking about? What do you want to work on? What kind of changes do you want to make? Well, whatever it is around your money pit, we can help you. You've got Tom and I in your corner, and we're standing by to lend a hand.
So reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions on moneypit.com by clicking the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Eileen on the line who's talking about a toilet that's got a lot of condensation issues. What's happening?
I have Kohler toilets that sweat. There's water that condenses on the outside surface of the toilet, and then it drips on the floor. So I'm not sure whether it's the toilet or whether it's cold water that's part of the issue.
Well, Eileen, that actually is a problem that we hear about once in a blue moon, and it usually happens because the water is really, really cold. You must have, like, super cold groundwater coming up into that plumbing system, and then you also have a warm, moist, humid house. And the two of those combined together is going to cause a lot of condensation. Now, a couple of things you can do. Some toilets, they do have insulating kits for the inside of the toilet walls, although there is some concern that the insulation breaks down after a while and kind of get into the valves. Toilets are typically filled with cold water, right? But when you have this kind of problem, sometimes a plumber can put in a hot water line that doesn't give you all the hot water for filling the toilet, but it spills into the cold water and mixes it a little bit so that the water temperature is a lot warmer than it was. It's not quite as cold as it was, and then you don't have the condensation problem. So there are two ways to address that. And finally, do the things that you can do around the outside of your house to reduce moisture from getting in. Grading, drainage, gutters, all the things that we talk about to fix crawl spaces that leak or basements that leak. All of that reduces the amount of moisture, natural moisture that gets into the house. And if the house is drier, there's going to be less condensation that can happen.
All right, we're heading out to Illinois where we've got Greg on the line who's dealing with some vinyl siding issues. What's going on?
Well, I'm wanting to replace the vinyl siding on the house, and I'm seeing more of a trend where houses have their siding hung vertical instead of horizontal. Are there any pros or cons to installing the siding vertically, and what's the best material to use?
Well, yeah, I am seeing that as well, and whatever siding it is has to be rated for a vertical installation, and the backer for the siding as well. So typically, you're going to have some sort of a weatherproof backer on a lot of those products. But I've seen it. I've not seen it with vinyl, but I have seen it with composite. And I think as long as it's installed consistent with the manufacturer's instructions and they rate it as an installation method, that I wouldn't have any fears about doing it. You know, we've seen shiplap siding, for example, done vertically or horizontally for years, and it seems to hold up just fine. It's got a pretty healthy dose of weatherproof building paper behind it, but it seems to work fine. I also see a lot of folks use that as an accent, like, for example, just on the front wall of a house, but not on the remaining walls. So I think it's a viable option. I think we're seeing more and more of it, and certainly it's been around in commercial construction more than residential, but I wouldn't have any hesitancy about using that if that was a look that I was trying to go for.
Yeah, I was more concerned about when currently I have vinyl siding that runs, of course, horizontally, and when rain hits the house, of course, it just rolls right down. I was concerned if the siding is vertical, that rain would have a chance to get in between the boards.
Yeah, of course. Those siding pieces are designed for that, so they're going to have a way of channeling that water away or a backer board to the point where it doesn't matter.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm going to say it still. Happy New Year, guys. Happy 2023. I feel like I can say that for like the first 2 or 3 weeks, and then it kind of gets old. So I'm going to say it again. Happy New Year. What are you guys working on this year? If you love the look of an open floor plan, but you haven't transformed your home into one because, you know, all of those walls are in the way, well, fear not. Even those load-bearing walls can be removed if you know what you're doing. So we're going to tell you how to approach that project after this. Happy New Year!
Angie's List is now Angie, and they've made it easier than ever to get all your home projects done well. From routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top local pro who can. So you can start crossing things off your to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Eden Pure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What's going on, you guys? What are you working on? You got some big plans around your Money Pit for this new year? Well, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. We got Barb in Delaware on the line who's got a question about insulation. Tell us about it.
I have a home that was built in 1966. There was a time when you had the house insulated. It seems to be very good. My question is, do I need to have more insulation piped in?
Well, Barb, with a 1966 house, you definitely are going to be due for more insulation because, frankly, the standards have changed over the years. And after all those years, I'm sure the existing insulation has settled and sagged and lost some of its buoyancy, which means it doesn't insulate very well. So the simple fix here is to add additional insulation to your attic. You could use unfaced fiberglass bats, probably 8 or 10 or 12 inches thick. You could lay them right on top of the existing floor or the existing insulation perpendicular to that, and that will restore a lot of insulation power to your house. That means you're going to be more comfortable and your heating bills are going to go down.
Now we've got Tim on the line who's dealing with a big crack in a driveway causing some unevenness. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I have a concrete driveway. It's 3 inches thick. I found that out after I saw the crack in the driveway. And they pour this driveway in one as far as width, and they put it, it's probably 16 foot wide, and they poured it in 16 by 12 foot sections with, looks like fracture pieces in it instead of the actual expansion joints. And where it goes over my drop, my the ditch over my cupboard, it has a spot about a 1 foot in a triangle, 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot, where it has dropped. And I'm trying to find some way to bring that piece back up level with the rest. That way I can seal. I already had it sealed, but I put like a silicone in there along the joints to keep any further erosion from happening.
How big is the piece that's dropped? You said, is it cracked 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot?
Yeah. It's a one-foot triangle piece.
So can you dig that piece out?
No, I can't because it did not break on a smooth line. It fractured and dropped down.
Yeah, because, you know, I tell you what, I've broken sidewalks in half before because I had to run pipes underneath them and then put them back in place kind of right where they were and just sort of filled them up and made it level. So it would be sweet if you could extract that piece of concrete, but I guess you can't. And so now you're going to have to pour a new piece. How thick is the, how far down is it dropped?
Yeah, the front, on the back edge of it, is still level. On the front, it's probably dropped about 3 inches.
Okay. Well, not so bad. What you're going to do is you're going to mix up an epoxy-based concrete repair product that has good adhesion.
Okay.
And then you're going to put a second layer on that. And Quikrete, Quikrete.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to use the type of concrete mix that's made to be a patch. And the difference is that it sticks to the old stuff. If you use regular concrete mix, it won't stick. But if you use the patch mix, then it will stick. And they also have good step-by-step videos on their website to kind of show you how to do this.
Okay. Would I be better off by just knocking that one piece out and refilling it since it's not that big of a piece?
Yeah, you might be because I want to make sure it's stable underneath. But there's a vinyl concrete patcher product that can be used on top of this. And it's designed to adhere to what was there before and not crack again. Okay?
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you love open floor plans, but you haven't really started to pursue one for your home because, you know, those walls are just getting in the way, don't worry about it. You can remove those walls, even if they're load-bearing, but you have to know what you're doing, right?
That is true. But while we usually say that a project is not as hard as it seems, in this case, it is. This is definitely not something that a novice DIYer should attempt.
Yeah, so I guess really the first question here is, what exactly is a load-bearing wall, and how do you know if that wall that you want to remove is truly a load-bearing wall?
Well, a load-bearing wall is simply a wall that holds the structure above it. Now, in a simple home design like a ranch or a colonial, these are usually the walls that are parallel with the front and rear walls of the home and located kind of right down the middle. So you have the exterior walls that are load-bearing, and then those walls that are parallel down the middle, those are also load-bearing. Now, the project basically involves both bracing what you have so you make sure the structure is not damaged, and then rebuilding the wall in the new configuration, which could include, for example, a new door or archway or another open design. And basically, you're supporting what's there. Then once it's supported, you are taking out the area of the wall that you want to change. You're inserting a new wall structure, which is going to have the ability to still bear the load. But it might be, for example, a header that goes across the top or a metal beam that goes across the top. And it could even be flush with the ceiling, so it wouldn't even be like an archway. It could actually have a continuously flat ceiling all the way across. But you've got to support it, the area around it. You basically build temporary walls on either side of the area you're working on while you do all this sort of wall surgery. And like I said, not really a DIY project. Certainly need a pretty healthy DIY education before you get in there. It's not for the faint of heart, and it would be foolish to do it unless you fully understand it. But you could do other parts of this. I mean, you could have a contractor come in and do the rebuild, and you could do the drywall and kind of take it from there.
Now, if you can't take the walls out, or if it seems like this is too big of a project that you're willing to tackle or too expensive, there are some ways that you can give your space a more open feel. I mean, obviously not the same as having that big open floor plan, but you can sort of achieve that same sort of openness by making sure that you're using a lot of light colors. That definitely makes a space feel bigger. Mirrors can help bounce light around to give you more of a feeling of open space. Don't clutter the rooms with so much furniture. If you kind of give yourself some open areas in the floor plan, that can help make a space feel more open. Lighter ceilings, more lighting, lots of interesting ways that you can help a space to feel bigger without actually taking down those walls.
Good advice, and a heck of a lot safer.
Now we're going to talk garages with Kathy from Georgia. It's a G thing. What's going on, Kathy? How can we help you?
We have a garage addition, a double garage.
Okay.
That we stopped using a few years ago and
okay.
just use it for like what people would use a basement or something in the South. We don't have basements, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And we only have a crawl attic. So what we were looking at simply is the garage doors were taken out some years ago, and we have a little entry door there, an exit door. And on the outside, it was replaced with some wood that was probably medium grade, but we wanted to update it to something a little more attractive to add to our house. We have Savannah gray brick on our house.
Okay.
And we have some cedar on the bedroom side of our house, which is like an L-shaped home. So the cedar wood is on the far side of the house. So we were just trying to decide whether we should keep the house with consistency with something on the order of the cedar wood or something that's viable that will last, you know, many, many years.
If I was driving by your house or I was, you know, parked in front of it and looking at the old garage, would I be able to see the outline of the old garage doors?
No, you cannot. It's replaced by, like I said, a medium grade type of wood.
Okay, so you basically completely obliterated the appearance of those garage doors, because a lot of times what I see when people do this project is they fill in the garage opening, but it doesn't look the same as the rest of the wall. You can tell it's like a patch.
That's what I've seen in areas, and where I live, we do have some of the L-shaped older homes. My home was built in the early 50s, so the L-shaped concept was, I guess you would say, maybe popular then. And so the bedroom end of the house exceeds out a little bit. So that's where you get that L-shape idea. And then as you move towards where the garage would be, it's just straight from there down. So we were trying to think of something attractive that would look good with the brick.
Your question is really one of what's the best siding material that's going to match what you have now, yet be very durable. And you have brick, which is as durable as it gets. You have cedar, which is more durable than pine or fir, but does require well, that's a lot of upkeep. So my suggestion would be to use Hardy Plank. And Hardy Plank is a cementitious siding product that looks like wood siding. So I, for example, have a very old house. And on my garage, which is not a very old garage, I have a product called Hardy Shingle. Yep, when I painted the garage shingles and the house shingles the same color, it's pretty hard to tell them apart from the street. It looks like it's the old wood all the way around, even though one is made of an incredibly durable, non-organic product that doesn't decay and doesn't rot and holds up to hail damage and that sort of thing. Color-wise, though, Leslie, if she's got a, we said you had a gray brick, what areas of color do you think she might want to explore?
I mean, I think I would go as close to in color of that gray brick as possible. Like, either go a shade darker, as long as it's going to be everything but the facade, and then that'll sort of, you know, create its own, it'll set up the front to be more defined, but then give you a uniform look around the rest. So I'd go either a very similar shade or a shade darker.
Right. Okay, I appreciate the help and advice.
Heading over to Illinois, where we've got Keith on the line, who wants to chat about the money pit. What's going on at yours?
I'm calling about what issues I must understand when I turn the water back on to a house in which the water has been turned off for a little over a year.
Okay.
And I'm assuming there might be some leakage due to washers not being moistened or whatever, but I don't know, so I'm asking for your instructions.
So that's a good question. And as a home inspector for over 20 years, I've seen a lot of things happen when it comes to, you know, reengaging the water supply at a house. So here's what I would suggest. First of all, it would be very helpful if you had a couple of people to help you with this. But what you want to do is turn the water. First of all, make sure all of the faucets are turned off in the house. And then turn the water on. And the first thing you should hear is really the water sort of recharge the pipes and fill up the pipes. And it shouldn't continue to run and run and run if all the faucets are off. It's going to run a little bit because the toilets are going to fill, but it should pretty much fill pretty quickly. Once that water is on, then you go fixture by fixture and you run those faucets and you flush the toilets and you look under cabinets to see if there's leakage from the drains and that sort of thing. And if you work it carefully and systematically across the whole house, you should figure this out pretty quickly, whether or not you've got any serious leaks going on. If the water was drained when it was turned off, then we should not have any issues with pipes that froze and broke, but that's always an issue. But other than that, you should be able to turn it back on reliably and have it work. Yeah, you may have some faucets to fix or washers to fix or toilet flush or fill valves to change. But you just want to do it systematically. Turn every fixture off in the house, then open up the main and start looking, start listening, and start watching and see if you have any leaks. Anything serious, you turn it back off and then take it from there. Call a plumber. All right, Keith, good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. You know, a wood-burning fireplace isn't the only way that you can get the comfort a fire can bring. We're going to share a way to have all of the benefits of a fire without the chimney when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Money Pit is presented by Omaha Steaks, the steak experts. Visit omahasteaks.com today and save 50% site-wide. Plus, save $40 on your next order with promo code MONEYPIT.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. If you've got some ideas on projects you want to get done around the house and don't know where to start, start with us by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com.
Now we're taking a call from Luann, who's dealing with a flooring issue. What's going on?
Well, I had a hallway carpet when I moved here, but my cat got sick.
Uh-oh.
And he started peeing, all over the carpet.
Okay.
So I removed the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I washed the plywood floor, and then I painted it with kills.
Okay.
Which is supposed to kill the smell. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now my dog goes pee in one spot every night. And I'm going to have someone come in next week. They're putting down the, that plastic or whatever they put underneath, and I'm getting hardwood.
Okay. So you're kind of a glutton for punishment here. You keep improving the floors, and the pets keep ruining them on you. Here's what I would do. I would take up the old floor, and I would prime the subfloor again, just because this is the time to do that.
Okay.
You did it right the first time. I just think you should do it again, because this way, if there's anything left over from the pets, this will help to seal it in. And it won't be nearly as bad as if you didn't do it. So before that new floor goes down, I think it's a smart idea to prime the old floor again. I would use Kills with a fine product. I would, if you had a choice, I would use the oil-based or the solvent-based version of that, because it comes latex and it comes solvent-based. The solvent-based is a little tougher and gives you a better seal than the water-based.
Well, to be honest, it was the oil base. I didn't know it.
Well, you made the right decision.
It was winter, and I'm putting it on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. If you have a problem with a pet like that, is to prime that surface, because it does get saturated, and it's the best way to seal it in permanently. So good luck with that project, Luann, and maybe we need to do a little work training the pets, right?
Oh, well, thank you two so very much.
You're welcome.
Well, the warm glow of a fire is a welcome addition on a cold winter's night, but a wood-burning fireplace isn't the only way that you can get the heat and the ambiance that a fire can bring. You can have all of those benefits that a fireplace does without a chimney when you install a direct vent gas fireplace.
For example, a traditional brick wood-burning fireplace uses indoor air for combustion. It takes that air from inside the house. And remember, that air has already been heated, so you kind of paid to get that heated air, but then it sends it up the chimney. On the other hand, a direct vent gas fireplace is going to draw air from the outdoors to feed the flame. And that's a lot more efficient, because you're not losing that valuable heated air and not sending it literally up the chimney. Another advantage is that a direct vent gas fireplace is actually sealed off from the interior rooms by a glass door, and that lets them convert most of that fuel to usable heat. So there's very little waste here.
Yeah, but I think one of the other huge advantages is the design flexibility, because direct vent fireplaces can be installed through the walls. They can be placed anywhere in a home. And if you don't have wall space, these fireplaces can also be vented upward through your roof. And they tend to be shallower than those traditional gas fireplaces. And they're available in so many widths and heights and styles that you're for sure going to find something that's going to work in that space and just enhance the decor and give you that mood you're looking for.
Yeah, one of the reasons that they fit in so many places is because they're typically a zero clearance fireplace, which means you can basically put them in right against wood framing without any risk whatsoever of overheating. It's just the way that these are designed. In terms of installation, you'd need a pretty strong skill set to handle this one yourself and get it done safely, because the project's going to involve a lot of different trades. I mean, think about it. You got carpentry, you got some plumbing with the gas lines, you got electrical work. So it's probably a job you're going to want to get the help of a qualified pro to complete. But all in all, this is going to cost a fraction of the amount of installing a masonry fireplace or, frankly, even a wood stove. And it's just a really nice way to conveniently have a fire to enjoy on these chilly winter days.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, downsizing is a big trend these days. But if living small isn't for you, we're going to have some tips on ways to make life simpler and more affordable without shrinking your space next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, and they've made it easier than ever to get all your home projects done well, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest,
from start to finish, or connect you to a top local pro who can. So you can start crossing things off your to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Happy New Year, you guys. What do you have planned around your Money Pit for this new year? Maybe you're looking at a new Money Pit. Maybe you're thinking about new construction or redesign or renovation. Well, whatever it is, we can lend a hand. And why don't you guys follow along with the Money Pit podcast? Because you're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
And you can do just that at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heading to Pennsylvania, where Dave's got a question about keeping his brick house nice and warm. What's going on?
Well, I'm remodeling it, and it's a balloon frame construction, which means that, you know, there's no board to stop the fire. If it goes up, the fire blocks, and I have lath and plaster.
I feel like we have the same house, Dave.
Well, they're nice houses.
Yeah, sure, and well-built, too. So you're trying to figure out how you can fill that cavity without sort of destroying the wall or the brick on either side, correct?
Or creating a mold problem.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. So in this case, first of all, let's talk about insulation priorities. I know that we all want to run to those exterior walls to insulate them first, but the most important place in any home to insulate is that uppermost ceiling right underneath the attic. And in most places in this country, most homes in this country, there's not enough. So if you're in Pennsylvania, you really need to have 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass or the equivalent in that space. That is the single most effective way to increase comfort and reduce heating and cooling bills. Once that's done, then we can talk about the walls. The walls are much harder to insulate, as you've described, because you don't want to destroy the plaster on one side and you have brick on the other. So the only way to do this is with blown-in insulation. And the blown-in insulation, you're going to want to use is cellulose. Now, it's really a job that has to be done professionally because, first of all, they have to identify where those cavities are, which you can do with an infrared camera, and they need to make sure that every cavity is completely filled, and when the cellulose is blown in, it has to go in under a certain amount of pressure because there's a little bit of settlement that happens. And so that's why it's a little bit of a – it takes a fair amount of sort of insulation craftsmanship to get this right. But that's the step that you would need to follow to make sure you get the insulation in those spaces. Once it's done, you'll be able to see before and afters with the infrared camera to make sure that you've gotten all of those cavities filled. Now, if you can't get to that because of expense or time or hassle, you will have small circular holes about 2 inches in diameter to be patching at every open space, every open bay, I should say, on the inside. The other part of this that you might want to do is to make sure that the box beam from the basement or crawl space, that outermost lower section of the wood floor beam on the exterior wall, is also heavily insulated, because that will stop a lot of air that will try to kind of come up under the brick, so to speak, and work its way in there. But that's really what you have to do when you have a brick house. You really want to concentrate on that attic insulation first. The box beam is an easy thing to check off the mark, as is the attic insulation, and then you deal with the walls, and that's how you would deal with them. That's really the best way to do it.
Okay. Hey, do they have a product like vermiculite that you can still put in the walls?
The blown-in cellulose is really the upgraded version of that. You don't want to use vermiculite because vermiculite, you know the reason it's not used too much anymore? It contains asbestos. So not such a good idea to use that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Dave, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us.
Appreciate it.
Well, savings and simplicity have fueled the recent interest in downsizing, with more and more homeowners moving into smaller homes. But if your goal is to make life less expensive and more relaxing, there actually are a lot of ways to do that without going super small. You don't have to have a cabin on wheels.
Yeah, that's right. You know, your first step really should be to lighten the load. Now, you want to assess your current belongings, from your furniture to all the stuff you've got tucked in the very back of your closets, then edit it all down to what you really need and what you want to have around you, which is going to uncover both living and storage space that you probably didn't even realize you had.
Yep, and then you want to reorganize what's left. You can revamp closets and other storage areas for more efficiency with do-it-yourself shelving or modular storage solutions. There's a lot of options out there that you'll find. And then do a little staging. Arrange your favorite furnishings so it's really welcoming. You get that sort of clutter-free feel. And then you can put some smart pieces like nesting tables and convertible seating to work in those busy living areas where everybody tends to hang out.
Yeah, now as you reorganize, you want to start thinking about universal design. I mean, that's a way that you can accommodate a range of ages and abilities in your home with barrier-free floor plans, smart fixtures, and all-around easy access. Now, a few small changes will not only help you enjoy your home for a longer period of time, but it's also going to make for smoother traffic flow. I mean, you know, think about lever door handles, the kind that you, if you've got your hands full, you can use your elbows to open the doors. I mean, that's always helpful, because how many times are you holding groceries and then struggling to turn a knob? So lever handles are fantastic. Different heights of work surfaces in your kitchen. Maybe the island's a little higher, or you have a counter space that's a little lower. This way you can accommodate a variety of heights of guests and abilities and different types of situations which you may come across later on in life at home. There's so many things that you can do. Paddle light switches instead of the regular light switch. All kinds of stuff that's just going to make it easier all around.
I tell you what, those levered door handles, I've always had those because there's no easier way to open up a door when you got a handful of groceries than your elbow,
right?
Oh my
God, it's true. Laundry, groceries, anything. Children.
Now we're heading to New Hampshire. Sarah's on the line. How can we help you?
I bought a seasonal home in Maine, so I can only be there 6 months out of the year because you need a ferry to get over there.
Oh boy.
And I want to make sure I'm not getting mice during the year when I'm not there, the 6 months that I'm not
okay.
there.
All right.
So what's the best thing to do?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, don't store food where the mice can get to it. And that means, of course, not keeping things in ground level, making sure food is in sturdy containers if it is. If you have any small holes around the foundation perimeter, cracks in the foundation or space between the foundation and the siding, those are good to seal up. And you can do that just by sticking steel wool in the holes. Avoid creating nesting areas. So if you have like piles of firewood against the house or any kind of high brush, stuff like that is another reason for mice to kind of make themselves at home. And finally, I would put down some rodenticide, you know, some Decon or a product like that, especially in the lower levels of the house. I don't know if you have a basement or a crawl space, but that's generally where the mice start. And then they will eat that and take it back to the nest, and that will take care of at least some of them. So I think it's just a process of good maintenance and not giving them an opportunity to have food there that they want to stay around longer for.
Well, unfortunately, the owner before me, all his wood is piled up underneath the porch, so I'm hoping that's not an attraction for them. And the other thing is he did insulate underneath the home, so I'm hoping that the deterrent, I don't think they like the insulation. Is that correct?
No, actually, they love insulation. I've seen mice that will pull apart pieces of insulation to make a warm nest. Yeah, they're very energy efficient creatures. You know, they like their insulation. But I think it's good that they insulated the floor because it makes it much more comfortable for you. So those are the kinds of things. But I wouldn't worry about it unless you have a problem. And if it really gets bad, you can call a professional and they can deploy some additional tactics. Okay.
All righty. Well, thanks an awful lot. I appreciate your time.
All right. Enjoy that vacation home. Thanks for calling us.
I shall. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you've got a house on a crawl space, do you leave those vents open or closed? We're going to share some tips after this.
You live in a money pit.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, sending out congratulations to Seth Overton. He was the winner of our Black Bear Diner contest. He picked up a $150 gift certificate from Black Bear Diner. And we would like to thank all of those who participated in the Black Bear Diner contest on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Parked in there now, which is not the car.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like you're going to have a big project. But, I mean, garage storage is something that really not only has to be set up once, but it has to be maintained every day by all members of the family.
Yeah, like constantly maintained.
Yes, constantly. Step one has got to be the big clean out, right?
Yeah. So, Sean, I mean, my garage, technically, my house was built in the 20s. The garage, I think, was added on sometime in the 50s. It will not accommodate a car of my size for this day, so I truly use mine for storage. But what you do is you literally have to take every single thing out. Just take it out, because once it's out, you're forced to deal with it. And so just remove everything and then look at your heap of a mess and sort of start sorting there. Like, what are things that you use all the time? Think like rakes, shovels, tools, bicycles, that kind of stuff, and put that in one area. Like, these are the things I need. Other stuff like seasonal things, put that in one area. And the other stuff, things kids have outgrown, stuff you never use, things that you were like, holy moly, that's still in there? And make another pile.
Right.
And then you kind of know what you're keeping, what you kind of have to rotate through seasonally, and what you can just pitch. I mean, when I cleaned my garage, I literally had the driveway full of stuff, and I called, I don't know if it was like 1-800-GOT-JUNK or College Hunks, Hauling Junk, one of them. And I was like, here's all the things. And
yeah,
they totally came and just carted it off. And it made life super duper duper easy. So it's like, that's really what you've got to do.
Yeah, when you start putting it back together, one area to really take advantage of is sort of the airspace, right? The overhead space. That's really critical because there's a lot of space up there, and you can use it if you have the right kinds of shelves and hooks and racks. You can get stuff off the floor. And then, as we said at the beginning, you got to maintain it. Everybody has to buy into this, or you're going to be right back where you started with that car outside in the driveway.
Yeah, good luck. I feel like 2 seconds after I've finished, the kids have already trashed it, so maybe you'll have better luck.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad that you are. We hope that 2023 has started off as a great year for you, and if you've got rental plans as the year plays out, remember, we are here to help 24/7 at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Storm-battered California getting more wind, rain, and snow, raising flooding concerns, causing power outages, and making travel dangerous. Bands of rain with gusty winds started today in the north and south, spread with more storms expected to follow into early next week. National Weather Service meteorologist Braden Murdoch says evacuation orders are in effect for some low-lying areas in the central part.
It's mostly because of river flooding now that we're getting into it, because the soil has been very moist and it's putting a lot of pressures on our rivers across the region. So a lot of these evacuations are due to river flooding within the area, not so much rainfall rates causing flash floods.
A backcountry avalanche warning has been posted for central Sierra Nevada, including the greater Lake Tahoe area. Democrats are seemingly beginning to distance themselves from President Biden as the White House admits lawyers found more classified documents at his home in Wilmington than had been previously known. Kentucky Republican James Comer, the new chair of the House Oversight Committee, is already starting to hold the president accountable for the discovery of classified documents at his Delaware home. Good news at the gas pumps.
AAA says the average price of a gallon of regular gas nationwide this week was $3.28. That's down one penny from last week. Analysts say the recent surge in prices may be ending as the weather improves somewhat and demand decreases. They expect prices to decline heading toward February, but believe the national averages prior to Christmas will likely turn out to be the lows for the winter. Jason Walker reporting.
China Saturday reporting nearly 60,000 deaths in people who had COVID since early December, offering hard numbers for an unprecedented surge. More at townhall.com.
Mr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Iran says it executed a former high-ranking defense official who held dual Iranian-British citizenship.
Iranian state TV confirmed the hanging of Ali Reza Akbari, which was announced by the country's Mizan news agency. The move came despite international warnings not to carry out the death sentence. Iran had accused Akbari without offering evidence of being a spy for Britain's MI6 intelligence agency. The execution has heightened tensions between Iran and the West as anti-government protests shake the Islamic Republic. Britain's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak called the killing a callous and cowardly act, describing Iran's government as a barbaric regime with no respect for the human rights of their own people. I'm Karen Chamas.
On this date in 1784, the U.S. ratified the Treaty of Paris, ending the Revolutionary War. Britain followed suit in April of that year. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Green continues to be the color of choice on Wall Street in the new year, at least for now.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street as earnings reporting season got underway and CEOs began to show how well or poorly they're navigating high inflation and a slowing economy. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% after erasing an earlier loss. Stocks of several big banks rose following their earnings reports after shaking off those morning losses. Tesla fell after cutting prices on its cars. The Dow was up 112 points to finish at 34,302. The Nasdaq gained 78 points to 11,079. The S&P 500 added 16 to 39.99. New York oil rose $1.47 to $79.86 a barrel. I'm John Scott.
And you can always check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call an 888.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this weekend? If it's your house, your home, your co-op, your condo, your yurt, well, you're in the right place because we are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done to create the best home ever. Help yourself first by reaching out to us. A couple of ways to do that. First and preferred is you go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question to us, and we'll answer it the next time we're in the studio, or you can call us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Hey, coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about New Year, New You. That's H-U-E.
Clever.
We're going to talk about the 2023 trending pink colors and figure out which ones are right for you. So we'll have that room-by-room advice in just a bit.
And if the holiday season just totally wore you out with all that house cleaning you did, now's a pretty good time to think about hiring some help. We're going to tell you how to save the cleaning hassle and save money at the same time.
And now that we are deep in winter, are you tired of feeling, well, tired? We're going to share some easy DIY pick-me-ups for your home that will help lift your spirit and beat the winter blues just ahead.
But first, what's on your to-do list this January of 2023? You got a lot on there, or maybe you're just kind of chilling out right now, or maybe you're just stuck trying to think about, like, what can I be doing, or should I be doing, or what's a good project for this new year? Well, give us a call, because we can get you unstuck, okay, guys?
Yeah, we're like virtual WD-40. Doesn't matter what the question is, we are good for 1,001 answers. So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it.
Heading out to Maui, which I wish we were really heading out to Maui, not just talking to Maria on the phone.
Oh, Leslie, you're missing out. You're missing out.
I know it. I'm so jealous.
I have a shower at a house in California, and it was leaking into the subflooring.
Okay.
And we couldn't figure it out. But I remember my mom saying that she had a problem and it was pouring through there like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Okay.
So I had a friend of mine who's a plumber come in and he checked the pan to see if there was any water leaking through there, if that was the problem. And he said, it appears that it needs to be grouted with DAP around the periphery of the shower floor where the shower wall meets the floor. And I'm wondering what's the best product to use for that, and do you know that that's even a solution? But that's basically all I know right now.
Okay. Well, let me try to help you get to the bottom of it. So first of all, he's talking about a caulk. DAP is a caulk manufacturer, and that may or may not be the problem. But I will say that that by itself is probably not what's causing this if you have any significant amount of water. But first, here's how you eliminate whether it's the tile pan, the shower pan or not. What you do is you run the shower and you block the drain. Like if you have one of those like rubber jar openers or something like that, or even a
sure.
washcloth would be okay for this. You lay it across the drain and then you fill that shower pan up with water. So that means you're going to put about 3 or 4 inches of the water in there. Don't let it overflow, but fill it up. Turn the water off and then let it sit. Now, while you're doing this, you need to be able to check around it or under it right away, because if the pan has failed, it will tell you quickly when you do this test. I used to do this all the time in the years I spent as a professional home inspector, and after the first time getting caught letting the water come through the ceiling for a bit too long, I learned that as soon as I do this, to immediately run downstairs and look underneath to make sure nothing's coming out right away. But this will tell you because you're basically flooding the whole pan. Now, if that's okay, there is something to be said for the possibility that you could have gaps in the grout where the tile meets the pan, but it's not exactly the floor because the pan goes up a few inches. And if you notice that you have places in that grout where it's missing, the first thing you should do is re-grout those areas. And then the seam at the bottom between the tile and the top of the pan, that's where you would caulk it, and I would recommend you use a silicone product for that. What gets tricky, and sometimes you don't realize why this is happening, is that when you step into the shower, you could run the shower and it's fine, and we see the pan's fine. But when you step into the shower, and now the water hits your body, it starts bouncing against the walls, many times that's when the leak happens, right? Because now the walls are really getting wet. Before, it was pretty much heading right for the pan. So that's the process that you should follow, and I'm sure you will get to the bottom of it. And if it turns out that the shower pan is bad, that's the bigger project because that has to be totally taken out. At that point, it's not a matter of just caulking it. You have to take the shower pan out, so you pretty much have to reno that area of the house.
That means we'd have to, like, retile and everything, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a job.
Oh, right.
It's common, you know, when the pans get to be 20, 25 years old, they're going to fail. If that ends up being the case, take a look at the systems that are made by Schluter, which is S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R. They make a modular system where you can basically replace or rebuild the shower in sections. And I tell you, you put this stuff down, you're never going to have to worry about a leak again.
Right. Because what I was getting from the impression that I was getting from the plumber was, you know, it's not a fix it and forever thing. It's just that periodically you are going to have to every 5, 6, 7 years recall conceal that area.
Yeah, if it turns out that that is the cause, then I agree with him. You are going to have to redo it from time to time. But if the pan is failed, that you're going to have to hop on because it's going to get worse before it gets better. It will continue to let a little water get underneath it and rot away any subfloor. Is this on the second floor or over a crawl space? What's underneath this?
It's over a crawl space.
Yeah. So you need to maybe set yourself up so that you can, with a strong flashlight, like look into that crawl space right at that shower area and see if you get any drippage when you're doing the shower pan test, because that's going to answer it right there real quick.
Beautiful. Fantastic.
Okay.
Well, you guys are the best. You know, I listen to you driving to work and back, so I really enjoy it now that I'm a inherited homeowner.
Well, we're glad we're able to help you out.
My tie's on me when you guys come to Maui.
All right, deal.
Oh, we can't wait.
We're in.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Heading over to Mississippi, where Carl is taking on a decking project. What can we do for you?
Yes, I'm telling you, I've had this problem with a deck for some years where I would replace the board and stain it and cover it up, seal it up good, and yet I seem to have boards that still kind of rot on me. So I was toying with the idea of using the material that I see advertised called a Trex board or something similar to that.
Yep.
How much maintenance do I have to face with that?
Yeah, Trex decking is great. It's a composite, which means it's made out of plastics and other materials. It's super durable. It's not going to rot or twist or warp like an organic material would, like regular wood. It requires really little maintenance. I mean, you do have to clean it every so often just because it does get yucky from the elements outside. It does get hot in the sun, so keep that in mind. And there's a variety of price points. Now, the lower end of the price point, I think, is like a solid single color, and I think there's only two color options. I remember like a gray and a brown. One side has like a smoother texture. The other side has more of a heavy wood grain look to it. And then, of course, the higher price point ends, you know, look like a variety of wood types and are really beautiful. Tom and I both actually have it. I have mine in a screened-in porch and the steps leading out to the yard, and it's been fantastic. I mean, it looks great. It lasts a long time. I mean, I've really had to do nothing to it, and I think the 12 years, something like that, that I've had it.
How difficult is the installation?
It's not terribly difficult. There are special screws that are designed to use with composite that are, they sort of have like a drill bit sort of body to them so that they sort of cut their way in. Otherwise, you get like a mushroom that comes up when you drill into it in terms of the plastic. But they're pretty easy, and they're also, and it's not just Trex. There are many types of composite decking out there. Some of them have hidden fastening systems so you don't even see the fasteners. So if you just look into this whole category of composite decking, I think you'll find a solution there. With most decks, you can remove the decking board itself. You keep the structure, so you keep the framing that supports the floor. I would probably replace the railing, too, so that everything you see is going to be composite now. I call that sort of a deck-over project. As Leslie mentioned, there is a little bit of maintenance, especially if you're in an area like Mississippi where it gets warm and moist. You may have some algae that grows on it, but you can clean that. But again, it will do so without causing any structural damage to that board whatsoever.
And that'll still hold the weight like anything, like a 2x6.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Sounds like a great product. I'll go get some and get to work.
All right, Carl. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Just ahead, nothing says a new you like a new hue. H-U-E, guys. We're going to share the 2023 paint colors that are going to help perk up your space next.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Angie's List is now Angie, and they've made it easier than ever to get all your home projects done well, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top local pro who can, so you can start crossing things off your to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What do you guys got going on this 2023 when it comes to all of your home improvement dreams? Are you thinking about renovating? Are you thinking about moving? Are you wanting to simply redecorate or maybe just tackle some of those maintenance projects? Well, whatever it is, guys, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Be sure to join us at the Money Pit Podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Head north to Ruth in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Ruth, what's going on? Tell us what's happening.
I have a dining room set that was custom made, and it's solid oak. It's like carved and curved, and it had six chairs, a buffet, and a china cabinet that was all solid oak and custom made.
Sounds beautiful.
And my husband, we had to move into a townhouse, and it's just too big.
Right.
And I really don't want to get rid of the table because it is so ornate and unique and solid. Yeah, no, I don't want to buy another table and, like, in 5 years have it be rickety and whatnot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to know if I could refinish it. It's like a medium oak right now.
What color do you want it to be?
Like an off-white, maybe.
Okay. So right now it's stained oak, and you would prefer it to be like a white, like a sort of like a gray wash, gray-white, almost like a pickled kind of a color?
Yeah, that would be perfect.
But like a sheer where you can see the grain and not a solid paint.
That would be nice.
I mean, at this point, what you're going to have to do is remove the finish and the stain that's currently on the piece so that you can get to a raw wood surface that will accept the new stain. Because if you want to see the grain, it's going to be a semi-transparent or a solid-ish stain where you can still see the grain through, but it has more of a more saturated look to it. You know, depending on what type of finish is on there, you should generally use a chemical product. I know in Canada they're very specific about what's allowed and what's not, so you'll have to see what type of chemical stripping agent is available to you. It might be something that you brush on and then sort of scrape off. You know, I'm not really sure what the products are up there. If the finish isn't too thick or, you know, is more worn, you can probably sand it off. So there are ways that you can do so. And then once you're down to raw wood, you can then apply whichever stain and whatever color tone you like.
Yeah, it's going to be a project. It's a lot of work to take that wood table from a finished stained surface like that down to the raw wood. I just did a project like this for a friend of mine, and his table was made out of pine, and it was a lot of work with a pine table, and it wasn't nearly as ornate as what you're talking about, but it was a heck of a lot of work. It's not just a matter of pulling the finish off. There's a lot of hand scraping and sanding, and you may need to use files or scrapers to get into the nooks and crannies. And then let's say you get the whole thing is done, it's clean as best you can get it. What I would suggest you do is turn it upside down, and I would definitely also sand a good section of the bottom of the table so that you can test the finishes that you want to use, because the fact that the table has had another finish on it is going to result in a very unique situation, because it will have already absorbed some of that old finish, and when you put the new finish on, it may not come out like as the same color as it shows like on the can or on the website when you chose it. You know what I mean? So you're going to have to sort of test it and make sure this is what you want before you commit yourself to doing the entire table, because after all that work, you don't want to end up with something you didn't expect.
I think it would probably take me 6 months to a year just to get the finish off, and because of all the nooks and crannies and curves and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a big job. Maybe it's, I mean, it might be one you want to hire out, or maybe it's a company, a furniture stripper you can take that to that has the tools and equipment to do it for you.
Yeah, I should see if I can find one of those. Yeah, I guess I could look on the internet and just see if there's one somewhere in the area. Thank you. Thank you. I was hoping there would be something easier, paint it on and wipe it off.
Yep.
But I guess not.
Well, those final pieces of furniture are worth saving if you can figure out a way to get it done, Ruth. So good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, now that we're in the new year, nothing says fresh start like a new coat of paint. If you don't know where to start when it comes to choosing colors, a paint wheel is a great place to start. You call it a paint wheel, you can call it a fan deck. I remember growing up, you could just walk into the Benjamin Moore and be like, hey, can I get a paint deck? And they would hand it to you. Now it's kind of more of a hassle. You got to buy it, you got to order it. It's a whole to-do.
You know what? Hey, we were doing some cleaning out and reorganizing, and my wife had the paint deck in her hand, and she said, can we just throw this out? I'm like, no, absolutely not. No, that's where we go for ideas when we want to change paint colors, and you can't get them anymore. So hold on to that.
You can't get them anymore. And the only thing is, like, you may be like, oh, I want number 1387. Double check that 1387 is still the color that you think it is before you just order up
gallons. That's right.
But at least still you can look at it. I mean, so seriously, that was a great way when you wanted something at home that you could scroll through and look through it. Today you sort of wander the paint aisle at all of your favorite home centers, and there are tons and tons of colors there. And you want to just look, gather up things that speak to you. You know, maybe it's, I don't know why I like this, but I do. So grab it. And, they're free. So pile up on them and really take a look. Now, also think about the color wheel that artists use. There's complementary colors, there's opposite colors. And when you look at the color wheel, like green and pink are opposite from each other. And for some bizarre reason, they complement each other. So you can kind of look at that and get ideas. Like if you're super drawn to green, know that the pink is in the color that really complements it nicely. So there's lots of ways that you can look at it. Oranges, gold, sort of that tone look great with blues. I mean, look at my Good Morning America set. It's all blue and gold. It looks really nice.
Now, if you're nervous about picking colors, you really shouldn't be. I mean, there's more to a room than just the walls. A white ceiling, for example, can be boring, so paint color over your head, and that can add a bit of a warm touch. And the door and the window trim doesn't have to be white either. You can use shades of your wall color in a high-gloss paint to make them pop.
Yeah, a good trick of the trade to make sure that you're happy with your colors is to always sample the paints. Now, you can use a board that you can move around the room. You want to make sure you look at that paint in different light, both natural and artificial, because you're going to get different lights at different times of the day and also in different areas of the room. So really make sure that you like it throughout the day, throughout the lighting temperatures, all of that. I mean, there's lots of interesting things. And also, there's an interesting thing going on with Better Homes and Gardens with their 2023 Color of the Year. We're seeing a lot of reds and browns. I mean, I'm definitely drawn to more jewel tones, autumny, rich, and this red-brown sort of right now. And so it's definitely going to be a trend for the new year.
I think the color wheel is sort of the color of the year. They just keep working their way around the wheel, right? And now we're in that red-brown area. We'll be moving up to the yellows and the greens next.
All right, that's Tom's prediction for 2024. Write it down. Now we've got Jay on the line who's dealing with a chilly basement floor. Tell us about it. Nobody likes it, so let's give you a hand.
On the concrete floors in your basement, you are talking about how to keep them toasty warm.
Yep.
Because once that concrete gets cold, it's like an iceberg. They're not warming up.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So there's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, there's a product called DriCore, DriCore, and it's a subfloor that puts some space between you and that cold concrete floor. It's a pretty inexpensive product. They come in panels that are about 2 foot square, roughly. They interconnect, and you lay them down, and then on top of the DriCore, you could use that floor if it's just as an unfinished floor, or you could put carpet, or which we really don't advise for basements, but it's good if you wanted to, or you could put hardwood, engineered hardwood, or vinyl, or any type of product like that. And they have two versions of it. One of them has insulation built into it, so maybe a little bit warmer, and that's called DriCore Plus. So take a look at the DriCore website. It is DriCore, and I think you'll find your solution right there.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show.
If the holiday season totally wore you out with all of that house cleaning that you did, now is a great time to think about hiring some help. We're going to tell you how to save the cleaning hassle and save money at the same time next.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, take-out, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, sending out congratulations to Seth Overton. He was the winner of our Black Bear Diner contest. He picked up a $150 gift certificate from Black Bear Diner. And we would like to thank all of those who participated in the Black Bear Diner contest on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you got to get done around your house. Reach out to us with your questions and we will give you an answer, which will probably be the correct answer most of the time, although they're, you know, it's kind of worth what you paid for. No, only kidding. We will do our best to help you out. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, if the holiday season totally wore you out with all the house cleaning you did, now is a pretty good time to think about hiring some help. Getting a cleaning service can save you some time, some energy, and some headaches, but you do need to be smart about how you go about doing that.
Yeah, first of all, you've got to figure out exactly what you want a cleaning service to tackle. You've got to decide whether you're in the market for a maid service, which is going to involve your basic vacuuming, dusting, scrubbing, or a housekeeper who's also going to kind of pick up that clutter, do the dishes, do the laundry. Then go ahead and make a list of the rooms that you want to have cleaned, along with any special tasks that you'd like to be completed, such as scrubbing the fridge or how often you want them to clean the windows. And make sure you go over that list with the cleaning service before they come to your home, because being choosy about what gets cleaned is key to racking up those savings. While a lot of those cleaning services charge an hourly rate, some are going to bill by square footage or the number of rooms. I mean, it really varies.
Now, a lot of providers will offer lower rates if you set up regular cleaning. So think about booking multiple visits. It might actually net you some savings, like maybe $10 or $20 less of cleaning, or upwards of a couple hundred bucks or more a year. I mean, weekly or biweekly visits are not only more cost effective, but it might just be what you need. You know, if you have somebody come in every other week and do the heavy clean, then you can do the little stuff in between.
Yeah, and I think also one important cost-saving tip is having your own supplies. I mean, you're going to use them around the house anyway yourself, so why pay for the service to bring their own? This way you're going to get the products you like, whether it's, you know, the environmentally friendly option, the lemon scent, whatever you please, and it's going to help save you a few bucks.
Now, even if you're making regular appointments, there are little things that you can do around the house to cut down on cleaning time and therefore the cost. So take some time to clear away shoes and toys and knickknacks to make surfaces more accessible. In advance of the cleaning service might sound a little silly, but if you can keep it up with all the small stuff, they're going to have more time to concentrate on the tasks that you really don't want to tackle, like broadcast desks. Like, if you don't want them to clean the broadcast desk, you could do your own broadcast desk.
Like breaking things.
Like the feng shui on how the wires are plugged in didn't look quite right, so we just changed them around a little bit so that the energy was right.
Building a new construction project, we've got Tina in Delaware. How can we help?
Hi, Leslie. I was actually calling in regards to a home that we purchased about a year ago. And then throughout that year, we've just been uncovering a lot of problems with the house. And I was more curious to know whether there is a lemon law, so to speak.
I'm not aware of a lemon law for new construction, but how long have you been in this house?
It was a year in November.
And did you have a new home warranty on it?
Yes. So they are coming back and fixing the issues.
Did you contact the warranty company or just the builder?
My husband's been dealing with just the builder.
So listen, a couple of things. This may or may not apply to you since it could possibly be too late. But if you buy a new home and it has a homeowner's warranty, notice to the builder does not constitute notice to the warranty company. So I would tell you right away to contact the warranty company. Let them know you've had problems because there are some things that there's coverage for beyond the first year. Of course, you get the most coverage in the first year. Secondly, make sure you're doing everything in writing with both the builder and the warranty company so you have a record. I'm not aware of a lemon law situation, but if you've lost confidence in your builder and in the quality of the construction, what I might suggest you do is hire your own professional home inspector
and have the building examined, so this way you know whether or not it has any serious problems or not. It, you know, sometimes what you look at and think of as serious, you know, like a nail pop or something like that, or doors don't quite close right, you know, could be typical with new construction, but an independent expert can assure you or alert you if there really is a problem. Those would be my suggestions, you know, beyond speaking with an attorney if it gets real serious. But I think, first of all, you got to figure out, you know, how deep you are in terms of issues with this house, and then take the most appropriate steps. And I think having it evaluated by an independent expert, you should go to the American Society of Home Inspectors website to find one, because those guys are the best. That's homeinspector.org, homeinspector.org. And then you'll find one in your area that can do a great job. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I believe this is like the last week I can say it. So Happy New Year, everybody. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, are you tired of feeling, well, tired? You know, it's very common this time of year, but it doesn't have to be. We've got some easy DIY pick-me-ups for your home that will help lift your spirit when the Money Pit returns. There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, and they've made it easier than ever to get all your home projects done well, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top local pro who can. So you can start crossing things off your to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this time of year? I know January is always sort of like the let's get things in order, let's think about projects for the year, what should we work on, what should we do first? Well, whatever it is, give us a call. We can help you with all of your project needs, but also get some more advice, kind of whatever you want. You can follow along with the Money Pit podcast. There's going to be new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is really just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Reach out at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Steve in Maryland's on the line with a question about a foundation. How can we help you?
My neighbor had a house built within the last year. She had a solid concrete foundation put in with her crawl space, and I've got cinder block walls on my foundation, and I've had some water penetration through my walls, and I'm thinking because she has solid concrete, I think maybe if I ever had another house built, maybe that's the way to go with solid concrete. I don't see how water can penetrate that, and I wanted to bounce that off of you and see what you had to say about it.
Well, water can certainly penetrate solid concrete walls, perhaps not as easily as it can a concrete block wall. But in either case, you can stop that very simply by improving the grading and the drainage at the foundation perimeter. Most of the time when a foundation leaks, whether it's a leaked crawl space or a basement, there's something wrong with that drainage. So your gutters are clogged and overflowing. The downspouts are perhaps not extended out 4 to 6 feet from the house because most contractors leave them go out about a foot or so, which is a mistake. Or the soil is too flat, or the soil is sloping back into the wall, or there's some landscape element like brick edging or 4x4 timbers or something like that that's holding water against the foundation. If you want to stop a foundation from leaking, you want to manage that drainage. But if you are sort of starting from scratch and had your option to go with a block wall or a solid concrete wall, I do agree that a solid concrete wall will be much stronger and much more solid and not be prone to some of the issues that we've seen with block walls over the years, like leakage or cracking and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that information.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, the days are shorter and colder, which for a lot of people brings on a case of the blues. But here's a reason to smile. A few easy changes to your living space can actually spruce up your home and your spirits.
That's right. So for starters, turn up the lights. Now, it sounds very simple, but improved lighting can definitely make you feel better, especially this time of year when darkness sets in so ridiculously early. It's a good time of year to add better quality lighting, too. Now, with the LED technology, it's really easy now to add either bright white light to a workspace or a softer glow in the living areas. You really have the full range of lighting colors to choose from, and it also is a lot less expensive to operate that lighting.
Yeah, you know, another fun idea is to kind of bring gardening indoors. You can totally have an indoor garden. You can have colorful flowers, herbs. It's just kind of a helpful reminder that spring's coming. There's going to be more light. You just have to make sure that you choose a location that does get plenty of sunlight, since most vegetables or flowers need as much as 6 hours of direct sunlight each day to grow and thrive. You may even need to sort of enhance it with a grow light. So, you know, look into what's going to do well inside your house. Add any additional lighting to help those along. But truly, that burst of green and color and life is so helpful.
And if you want to pick me up for your front door, your entryway, that could definitely raise your spirits before you even step inside. So polish your hardware up, maybe swap out a doormat. The little changes like that go a long way. And think about new paint or a new door altogether. That can bring even more freshness to your space. And don't be afraid to use a pop of color for that. We did that recently, and it made a huge difference on the back of our house.
Yeah, and finally, don't forget to please your most powerful of your senses, your sense of smell. Citrus, especially, you guys, is known to energize and rejuvenate. Jasmine and grapefruit can ease depression or sadness. Think about using oils, candles, any kind of aromatherapy to your living space. So much loveliness comes from that burst of citrus. I really do love that smell this time of year.
If you'd like some more great ideas to spruce up your house for winter, we've got them online at moneypit.com. That's moneypit.com.
All right, now we've got Stephanie on the line from Tennessee who needs some help around the Money Pit. What's going on?
We have it's not a shower wrap. Two walls is of an acrylic-type material, marble-looking, and then
right.
It has a glass door with a look-through glass side. I was in the shower, and it sounds like little pop, 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 pops. Now I notice I have little teeny spider cracks, just real thin, on the side wall. So
okay.
I let the shower dry, put Gorilla Tape, waterproof Gorilla Tape on it, so it wouldn't
okay.
get any more wet.
What, no duct tape was available?
Duct tape and Gorilla Tape is everybody's best friend.
There you go.
But I put
okay.
it on there to prevent more moisture in there.
Right.
But it just made these little spider marks. I haven't had any more. You could barely see them, but I really don't want to tear out a shower.
So the sides are acrylic?
Yes, it's like acrylic marble. The head wall where the faucet and the shower head is, and the side
right.
where the soap dish is, and the shower stall.
Okay. So it's kind of like a liner almost, it sounds like, that's over the wall structure that's acrylic. Does that sound about
uh-huh.
right? Are these cracks all the way through, or are they just on the surface? Because it might be the glazing on top of the acrylic.
Okay, actually, I believe they're on the surface, and they
okay.
all seem to originate from the embedded, I don't know if that's the right word, soap dish. But they're just spider, and, you know, but there's you can't feel them.
You probably stressed that part of the liner. Maybe you grab on the soap dish. I don't know. Plus, it's, you know, it's an area where you're going to have an expansion and contraction pattern that's different than the rest of it. If they're not going through, they're just the surface, I would not worry about that. I'll give you one trick of the trade to kind of maybe make them less obvious, and that is if you were to apply car wax to the walls of the shower, not the
uh-huh.
floor, all right, because you're going to slip
right.
and break something.
Oh, yeah.
But to the walls, you will find that that will buff in really nicely. And the water will, of course, you know, run right off it. And I think it might help to hide some of those spider vein kinds of cracks, the same way it does that on the finish of a car.
Oh, great idea. Because actually,
okay.
we're going to be selling our house in about 6 months. And I was like, I'm trying to be ahead of the ball game on things I know I need to address without
well, here's
having
what you do.
To do
you go
the
ahead
whole enchilada.
Here's what you do. You polish up that shower, right? And when you sell your house, you take a brand new can of car wax and you put a bow on it and you make that the housewarming gift for the new owners. And then you can tell them about your call with the Money Pit and explain to them how to use it.
Hey, I really appreciate that. I really do. I listen to y'all's show. A lot of good information. We appreciate you down here in Tennessee.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Nothing can make a kitchen backsplash or bathroom tile look gross and dingy like just some yucky grout. Yeah, I know cleaning it's not the most fun project, but we're going to share some tips that might make it a little easier, so stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
If you trust the government,
If you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done in 2023.
Gabriella reached out to Team Money Pit and she says, I have very old and drafty windows. I do have storm windows, but I'm wondering if there's anything else that I can do to tighten up that wood double hung part that they cover to reduce drafts.
Well, drafty windows can definitely have a big impact on your energy costs as well as your comfort. But short of purchasing replacement windows, there are a few ways that you can definitely keep that heat in. And the first step is to check the fit. You know, many times windows will warp or twist. And when that happens, the air can actually sneak through. We bought a house recently, very old house, 1906. And in one room that was sort of overhanging a porch, the whole floor had settled. And the window kind of twisted with it. So when you closed it, there was literally a 1-inch gap on one side of the sill. So what did I do to fix that? I cut 1 inch off the other side, and now it fits nice and tight. It made a big difference. You rarely will see anything that bad. But if you can do things to trim and improve the fit, that's going to absolutely help you reduce the amount of drafts that get in there.
Yeah, another thing that you consider, if it's a window that you're not using or it's not an egress to the space, you can actually caulk that window shut to seal out some drafts, but it's a temporary caulk. You can peel it off at the end of the season. It's not like you're permanently closing that window, but it will seal it for those chillier time of year.
Just be careful not to seal a window that you may have to use for emergency exit. And by the way, these caulk products actually are called weather stripping, caulk weather stripping. And as Leslie said, you just grab the edge of it, peel it off, and it goes away. It's really an amazing invention because you don't have to get just the right fit of the weather stripping, for example. You just put the caulk in there, and then you peel it off in the spring and open the window, and you're good to go. Well, if you're looking for ways to freshen up your bathroom, here's where you can find it. Between your tiles. I mean, grout in tubs and showers gets pretty nasty after a few years, and it can really drag down the look of that room. Leslie, however, has some tips to bring back the brightness in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, cleaning grout is time-consuming, but it's easy, and just wait until you see the difference that it really, really makes to the space. First of all, though, you have to know what kind of tile you have, because depending on the tile will depend on the type of cleaner that you can use. So if you have a glazed tile, know that that can withstand a chemical cleaner, but unglazed tile should only be cleaned with a natural cleanser. Now, you can make your own natural cleanser. You probably have everything at home right now. All you need is baking soda and water, and you kind of make a paste of it, and you apply that natural paste or the chemical cleaner version to that grout. Now, you can apply that natural paste to those unglazed tiles or that chemical cleaning paste to the glazed tiles. You got to remember, one goes for one, not the other, and you can apply it to the grout with a toothbrush and then work it into the area for 30 seconds or so. I told you it's time-consuming, but it's definitely worth it, and you need to rinse each section as you go. Once you are done, it's like night and day, guys. You will be so happy that you did this project, but keep in mind that doesn't mean that you're not going to have to do it again down the road. So to protect that grout from discoloring in the future, you can apply a grout sealer. They're epoxy or acrylic, all of that, to the clean grout, and that's going to keep those dirt and stains from making their way back into that porous grout material. Definitely time-consuming, but definitely worth it.
You know what my solution is? I just did a subway tile backsplash for a kitchen. I made the grout dirt colored.
I do like that darker grout, and it definitely hides a lot of sins.
I actually went with the gray. It looked really nice, and it's not gonna be as obvious when it does ultimately get dirty. But look, it's worth cleaning it because it really does look great. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, when it comes to painting, the pros definitely have some closely guarded secrets that they don't want us to know about. But we're going to spill some of those insider tips and help you brush up on your painting skills on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless vets.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.